Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Broadcasting live from New York City. And whenever I travel, whenever I can, I always take the show with me. And because, as you know, the show must go on. And I'm like you in my small business, which this is my small business. This is what we do. Just like you, I show up every day. I work every day just like you do. Rain or shine, no matter where I'm going, I take my business with me. And I know many of you do, too. So it's good to be with you, good to continue to be with you. I'm excited about having Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill, as you know, is the NFIB chief economist and professor at Temple University and one of the great economic minds, especially. There is nobody. He has no peer when it comes to understanding the marketplace for small businesses. He's been polling small business owners since the 70s, and we're the beneficiaries of his monthly report, and we're glad to have him back on the show. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back.
It's good to have you back, Bill, as always. Thank you for this report. I was telling the audience before you got here earlier in the hour when I told them you were on the way, I was telling them that this is another case of where, the best I can tell from your report, we might not like the numbers, but we're starting to like the trend. Is that close enough?
That's a good way to characterize it. We've been in an uptrend now for 4 whole months. That's after, 20-some-odd months where we had clear bad news readings. So this is good. And inside the index, some of the things that improved were really important, like hiring plans and capital spending plans and inventory investment plans. That was really good to see. And then the owners became more optimistic about business conditions 6 months out. So, if you feel better about the future, you're more willing to bet some money on it, and that's good news.
Well, it is good news, but historically, folks, we just, when Bill and I talk about these things, Bill, you and I have been doing this a long time now. You've been joining me now since the year 2000, so over 10 years. This is not the first time we've had to report news that isn't so great. So we just tell it like it is, so you can make your decisions based on the truth. And even though, even though things are good, it's still, the overall rating is still 93.2, which is below the historical average.
Going into the expansion, we had the average was a little over 100, and so we're far off of that. We're also far away from the low in this recession, which was 81. So we've come from 81 to 93.
Yeah.
But if this were a typical recovery from a recession, and we've seen a lot of recoveries, since 1974-5 recession, we'd be looking at 105 or 106 or something like that on the index. So we're way off what has historically occurred in our other recovery periods. But at least we're headed up. But, we spent 26 of the last 35 months with a reading below 90. That was terrible. So
yeah,
we're moving up 4 in a row, and maybe we'll have another one.
When you consider that that the last recession we had was coming off of the dot bomb years, and then we were attacked, and then there was the corporate malfeasance that got everybody upset, the Enron Tyco stuff, and then that whole thing, 18 months after that, we're sitting here 18 months after the end of the official end, the technical end of the last recession. 18 months after that, America was blowing and going. And so this is an example, folks. What we're saying is this is what Bill's talking about, his report here, and these numbers these very excellent numbers that are scientific but make sense to, he puts it in plain English. These numbers, indicate the hole we've been in. And Bill, the very deliberate and sometimes painfully slow pace that we're taking to get out of it.
Yeah, it is slow because of the nature of the recession. Of course, if you mentioned the dot bomb event, there was of course a major debacle and a major redistribution of wealth, meaning there are a bunch of winners and a bunch of losers. Mm-hmm. That all got taken care of very quickly, and then in a global market, or at least a national market. This time, it's not pieces of paper called shares. It's called houses, and we can't move them where we need them. We can't shift them around. We can't, so it's really making, so we can't get rid of the excess supply in any kind of meaningful way. So we're a million housing starts below where we should be in normal times, and that's a lot of jobs that we just don't have yet.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about hiring. We're going to talk about capital spending, et cetera, after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.